How many of you in your lives have had a bad day? How many have had a really bad day? More. Let me tell you about a bad day that I had. I was about 15 or 16. I can't remember exactly because it was a long time ago. It was my first job that I had, and I was working at White Castle. Does anybody know where that is? Has anybody ever eaten a White Castle hamburger? Yeah. My first job was making those, and we'd put like 30 of them on a little tray. We'd make 30 at a time for what we were doing. Well, my brother and my sister had worked there before me, so I was like the third person to come work there. So I spent the whole day working there, and at the end of the day, the supervisor came and wanted to talk to me. And she said, "Dennis, you're a bad worker." She said, "You're really lazy. You're not doing a good job. Your brother and sister were so much better than you. So I want you to go home and think about it." So I got on my bicycle, because that's how I got this work, and on the way home, I was crying. And I was crying when I got home. But I did one good thing. I told my dad. I went to my dad, and I said, "I hate that place. I'm never going to White Castle again. They hate me. They don't want me to work there. They don't like me and everything else." And my dad said to me, he said, "Well, you could do two things. You could either not go to work, you can just give up, don't go again," he said. "Or you can go and go with a new attitude." So that's what I did. I decided to go back and I changed my attitude. I tried to be happy. I tried to listen to what she said. And about 2 weeks later, she came and told me what a good worker I was and how I had worked there. And I ended up working there for like 4 or 5 years to see. About 18 years ago on this very day, our country had a really bad day. But what happened from that bad day is that for a little while at least, there was such an outpouring of love and unity. Everybody forgot all the things they were mad at each other about. And we all came together like as a whole nation. And for a while, our whole nation was together. And something good came out of a really bad day. Today's gospel, Luke has Jesus tell us that when a bad day happens to us, there's actually grace that can come from that. So when you had a bad day, what happened to it? Did things get better? They usually do. Was God there on your bad day? The answer to that question is yes. When we have a bad day, when tragedy, when something bad happens to us, even something really, really bad, we realize how much we need God and how much we need each other. That's the grace of something that happens bad. It's not good that bad things happen, but things happen to us that are bad to show us that we need God and we need each other. And Luke doesn't stop there. He has Jesus tell us, like, it's not good if almost the exact opposite. If you're laughing, you'll be crying. If you're rich, you're going to be poor. If you feel full, you're going to be hungry. What he has Jesus telling us is not only when bad things happen do we realize how God is present and how we need each other. He warns us that when good things happen to us, we think it's because we're so good and we could do it. And she says, be careful when good things happen to you that you don't think that you don't need anybody now. That, oh, I don't need anybody, I can do this myself. So Jesus is telling us those two things, that in tragedy, when something bad happens, God is there. And it made me think, you know, God is not like Batman, okay? We don't come here and we shine a light in the sky and we call him whenever we need him. When you pray for God, you're not praying for him to come like he's hiding somewhere. God is always with us. And when we pray, we're actually praying for us to open our eyes to see him. What's the virtue of the month that you guys are practicing to see? Who wants to tell me? Yes, It's faith. And you know what faith is? Faith is opening your eyes to seeing the presence of God in where you're at. God doesn't hide. He doesn't need to be called. He doesn't need to, you don't need to find him. You need to open your eyes and see that he's there all the time. And the things that happen in our lives, both the good things and the bad things, are supposed to make us see him and see how much we depend on each other and care about each other. This is a special day in the history of our United States where something terrible happened. But we all became, for a little while, we all saw how we needed God and we needed each other. We don't like tragedies to show us that. We sometimes find that. Sometimes you don't learn something until something bad happens. You don't learn that you need to do something one way until you get hurt or you fall down or something happens. That's not the only way to learn. But sometimes it's a way to learn that we realize that we need God and we need each other. So practice faith, practice opening your eyes, practice seeing God in everything that you do, both good and bad. And when you're having a bad day, actually thank God. Say, God, thanks for this bad day because now I can talk to you a little bit better. I can see you a little bit clearer. And when you're having a good day, thank God again. Say, God, thank you for this great day. Because of that, not only do I see you better, but I see what you're all about. I see the joy and happiness. I see the kind of life that you want me to have. And remember that we also need each other. When I was having that bad day, I talked to my dad. Had I didn't talk to my dad, I probably would have never gone back to work, and I don't know if I would have been mad the rest of my life. I don't know. I would have never eaten a White Castle hamburger again in my life. But I talked to my dad. I talked to someone because I know I need someone to talk to when bad things happen. And he didn't tell me what. He didn't say you have to do this. He didn't say, Dennis, you go back to work. He said you could do either of these things. That's how God is. God doesn't say you have to do this. God says you can be good or you can be bad. That's your choice, but I love you either way. So when you're having, again, a bad day, thank God. And when you're having a good day, thank God as well.